the good book says that they who compare themselves with themselves are not wise.
Pidgin translation.
It really shows that them, when they compare themselves with another person, it shows that they're not really guessing.
Trust me, it wasn't me that said this. If you have a problem with this, please speak to God. Thank you.
For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black, right here on Lumio Black Show. And I am the Black. And the Lumi is right beside me in the spirit. Welcome to the Lumio Black Show.
Now, it's not a surprise that our world is driven by social media and constant connectivity. And because of that, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others. However, I'm a firm believer that the path to true fulfillment lies in embracing our unique journey, rather than just wishing for someone else's, you know, life, as it may be. And all I'm trying to do on this episode is see if I can inspire someone listening out there to just explore the concept of avoiding, you know, the pressure of comparing yourself to another person, and maybe even find, you know, inspiration without even losing sight of your own past. But first, I need to understand this, that comparison and some things that you see can be an illusion. This is what I'm trying to say. Comparison can be tempting, but yet deceptive. It's a trap. And I need you to remember that whatever it is you see, most times is often curated and filtered, showcasing only their highlights and their reels. And comparing yourself to others, you know, often leads to you feeling inadequate and you start to doubt yourself and your abilities. But instead of doing that, I want you to do this. Embrace your individuality. Because each of us is unique with our own set of talents, strengths, and aspirations. I need you to embrace your individuality and recognize that your past is distinct from anyone else, including Adinka Black's past. You get what I'm trying to say. But I need you to start celebrating your own journey and your experiences. And I want you to bask in whatever it is that you've been blessed with. I need you to find inspiration. Instead of comparing yourself to others, seek inspiration from their achievements and their success. Let their stories motivate you and serve as a reminder that all things are possible. And use the accomplishments as a fuel to ignite your own passion and drive you for personal growth. And while you're doing that, I want you to cultivate self-awareness. You need to develop a deep sense of self-awareness, and you need to start understanding what your own values are, your passions, and your goals. And by knowing yourself, you can confidently navigate your own path and make choices that align with your authentic self. Because when you start to embrace your unique strengths and talents, they would guide you towards the definition of what you call success. And in the process of doing all of this, I want you to do, like I made mention in a previous episode, practice gratitude. I need to shift your focus from what you lack to what you have. Cultivate gratitude for your own journey and the opportunities that have come your way. Recognize the blessings in your life and appreciate the progress that you have made. Because gratitude helps you to counteract the pressure of comparison and allows you to find contentment in the present moment. When you do all of this, make sure that you're also surrounding yourself with support. Build a support system of like-minded individuals who uplift and inspire you. Surround yourself with people who celebrate your achievements and who encourage you to grow. Seek out mentors or even role models who have embraced their own unique path that, you know, can provide guidance along your own way. And finally, which I feel is very important, is to celebrate your progress. I need you to measure your success based on your own progress and growth. Rather than comparing yourself to others, celebrate each milestone and small victory along the way. And remember, the success is not a destination, but a continuous journey to self-improvement and personal fulfillment. And just to add this, that I have a friend of mine who was once saying that, Yinka Black, anytime I tell him I've done this, he's always carrying on his head and he's always celebrating my small wins. And in my head, I'm like, yo, your small wins are wins. There's still W-I-N-S at the back of it. So small, big, I'm going to celebrate everything. And that's what I think every one of us should start to imbibe in our daily interactions. Start to celebrate your achievements, whether it's just leaving your house and coming back. And that is so true. Sometimes we downplay some of these little things, and it makes us start to forget what we're truly blessed with. in essence, what I'm trying to say is that to avoid, you know, the pressure of comparison, and avoiding the pressure of comparison is the key to embracing your individuality and finding true fulfillment. Rather than wishing for someone else's path, I need you to draw inspiration from others while staying true to your own journey. Cultivate self-awareness, practice gratitude, surround yourself with supportive people or a supportive community, celebrate your progress, and embrace the unique path that is yours alone. And as you break free from the shackles of comparison, I think and I know that you will discover a newfound sense of authenticity, and you will start to live a life that is truly yours. And in time, you would become that person that you're even looking up to. And in your own time, you know, you'll become that person that everyone else looks up to. It's time to celebrate and to embrace your journey and let your individuality shine. And that is that for this episode on TLBS. I remain Adinka Black. It's been spiffing to have you guys today. Listen, I want you guys to do what you always do, which is to share this link to everyone. Let's get this message out there to people. You know, let's try and help everyone to start embracing your journey and breaking free from the pressure of comparison. Till we meet again, please make sure to stay safe and cheers.